Hello.
Hello, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Charles?
Yeah, this is Charles.
I'm glad to hear that I got the right person on the line, sir. And to start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus?
28, something like that.
28, so between 26 and 40. Thank you very much for your opinion. It's very important. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile setter, mason helper or finisher, refractory bricklayer, marble mason, bricklayer, PCC restoration,
no,
stone mason.
I was a restorer.
You are a restorer.
I'm retired already. Yeah.
Okay, so are you retired? Thank you so much for that. So you were PCC restoration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was your primary branch of the trade, correct?
Yeah.
I appreciate your opinion, sir. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice?
Journey.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Oh, you said you are retired. Thank you. Approximately how many? Sure, some of the questions are already established, but thank you for your opinion. It's still very important. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months, if your craft, if any? 0 weeks?
Excuse me, 1 to 4 weeks? Where is all of this taking me? I'm already retired. I don't see why you're asking me all of these questions. Exactly where is it taking me? What is the real
Because your opinion needs to be recorded, sir, in regards to this particular survey. Again, I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. So these are the established questions. Correct. So between 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks.
Refresh the question again, please.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks.
But when I was still active, I was,
mm-hmm.
actually I was 6 months.
Up to 6 months, okay. I do understand.
Well, I was in the age and I had to retire because I called the union and they had no work. So
correct.
They said things was low.
Probably
8 months later, they asked
weeks,
me if
right?
I wanted work.
Exactly. Correct. So probably between 13 to 20 weeks, right, when you were active, as you said. Thank you for your opinion. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I don't.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community. Yes. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Well, I don't know that.
No worries. Thank you for your opinion, sir. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I wouldn't know. Like I said, I retired. I'll leave all of that.
That is also an option, sir. Your opinion is very important, and thank you so much. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm not connected with it in that kind of sense of way.
That is also an option, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Also, yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
A store.
A steward.
What do you mean? Steward. What is that?
A steward. It's like a supervisor.
Oh, you mean? Oh, yeah. When I was working, yes, we had foremen.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, I do.
And
have
yes
a
or
phone.
No, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No, I was never a chef steward. I was never that. I was just
okay.
A regular journeyman mechanic.
Understandable. And your opinion, again, is extremely important. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily to the federal government, through your state or local government, privately?
No, I don't.
Do
that level, I never went to that level. I don't know that level. I
okay.
Just see my way I go to work, my work order, go to work that day, the foreman show me what I have to do, I finish my day, and I go home. I don't know about the administrative part.
Okay, I totally understand. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
That's another question that I have no answer for. And after I retire, I start seeing the world differently. So I don't even
correct.
Talk about employment. All of my talk now is with unemployed people, unretired people. That's just all my talk. I'm not retired.
You can feel free to say that as well throughout the call, sir. No worries. Remember, don't know is also an option. In case you don't know it, feel free to say that, sir. No worries. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Yeah, well, I guess depends how I manage. I guess that goes to manage how I manage my financials. So I think it maybe just be the same. I don't think it's going to get better because the amount
okay.
of money I receive is not going to be more, so it's going to be the same.
Thank you for your opinion. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work and on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns.
You mean saying that I was concerned about?
What is the most concerned about in the job of those health or safety hazards? Which one are you more concerned about?
Well, the one when I was working, I was concerned about the dust, but I always keep my mask on.
We can still go back to the past, exactly. So in the last, when you were still working, you were most concerned about the dust and air quality, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
A meeting? No, I don't remember.
Okay.
Remember.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Picketing?
Picketing? No, I haven't been on picketing.
Okay. How about union organizing?
No. That's not in my camp where
thank
I was working.
You.
Nothing of that happened.
And we are at 39% complete. Your time is valuable and your opinion is extremely important. Almost done here. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
A representative from the union?
He would visit a project that you worked on regularly, occasionally, or never?
I think I see him, about twice, a representative, yes.
Regularly or probably regularly then, right?
Yeah,
not occasionally, right?
Regularly, yes.
Okay.
Regularly, yes.
Thank you. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read the items. local TV news programming, radio, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, cable news, print or online newspapers. Internet number one, right? Okay. Yeah. And then what would be the next position on the rank after internet or social media? Number two, would it be local TV news, radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspapers?
No, it would have to be cable. Cable, yeah.
Cable, right after that. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And how about after cable? What would you say would be the next source that you are the most likely to get it from?
After
radio,
would be shut off.
Right. Just for the rank, you know, what would you say? Would you listen more to the radio, or would you watch more local TV news programming, or just talk to your friends and neighbors?
No, the TV.
The TV, right? Yeah. Okay. On the next spot, would you say you listen more to the radios or what your friends and neighbors communicate to you?
Yeah.
Or print or online news?
The radio, you know, you listen to
radio. And maybe after that, friends and neighbors or print or online newspapers? Number five.
Print newspapers.
Print, exactly, or online newspapers. And finally, of course, friends and neighbors, thank you. We are at 52% complete. Only a few more minutes of your valuable time will be required, and your opinion is important once again. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? The environment, healthcare, education, foreign policy, immigration, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Just support for union labor.
Correct. Thank you for your information. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Well, as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
It's important.
Very important or somewhat important?
It's very important.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I think it's the
Democratic Party, right?
Democratic
Thank you.
Party.
And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I'm sure about the part that goes to the workers.
United Auto Workers, much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more, right? Thank you for your opinion. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as a president. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. How about his job, the job he has done on healthcare? Same options.
Same options.
Yes, yeah, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. How about the job Joe Biden has done on immigration?
That I don't know.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. The next one is foreign affairs. Do you approve or disapprove?
Foreign affairs.
Foreign affairs.
I don't want to talk about that, but I don't know.
No worries. Okay, thank you. Okay, So how about his job on support for labor unions?
He supports labor union. I approve.
It's strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Yeah. No, I strongly approve.
Strongly approve. And the economy? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Honestly, I don't know how the economy is
okay.
I don't.
Your opinion is extremely important. Thank you. We're at 70% complete, almost done here. Do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
I don't know.
Okay. And are you registered to vote? Yes or no? Okay.
Yes, I am.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote?
I could vote. Of course.
Okay. Probably vote or almost certain you will vote?
I'm certain I will vote.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, from whom would you vote?
I'm going to reserve that.
Okay, but would you say other or undecided?
No, I'm not undecided. I don't know who I'm going to vote for, but okay. I got the right to reserve that.
Yes, but the other option is other. So if you would like to reserve that, I will select other here then. Okay?
Okay.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
I'm a retired.
Correct. But it's still, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement?
I don't have
security.
A career anymore. Actually,
it doesn't only imply your career. It implies or affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety.
Well,
it's just a yes or no.
Kind of way,
no. Yes? Okay, thank you. We're at 79%. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, per?
Excellent.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or per?
Excellent.
Thank you. Now, this one is open-ended. Feel free to use a sentence. In first person, just in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and services?
No, I'm not really into that. I'm just satisfied with I work through the union through all these years, and I like the way they handle things for me and everything, and I have no problem with the union. But I don't know really that I have to answer that question.
I understand. You don't have a problem with the union. You work with them. You said and everything
of
was
course.
All right, right?
Of course.
Okay, but still, you know, what do you think in general terms the union could do to best improve its representation and services?
I don't know. When it was held, I got help from them. I got whatever I had to get. Everything was good with me. So I'm not really thinking what they have to improve. I don't know.
Okay. One moment, please. Let me document your response. Everything was okay when you worked with them, you said, right?
Yes, of course.
One more moment, please. Okay, so you would say, I'm not really into that. I work for the union, and I don't have a problem with the union. I work with them, and it was all right. I got help from them. I don't know what else they could do because everything was okay when I worked with them. Correct?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay,
that's
thank you.
Response.
Thank you. And the next one is also open-ended. what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year?
How much more do we have to answer?
We're 85% complete. Almost done. Just a few more questions. We're 85% complete. Almost done. Just about 2 to 3 more minutes, sir. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? Please.
I really don't know. The only thing I know is
in your own words,
they have to be working on get the people to work. You know, they have to be controlling that the non-union don't take the jobs away. That's what they got to work on. Make sure non-unions don't take the jobs away.
Okay,
you know,
one moment,
much I could say. They got to work on that.
Make sure non-unions don't take their jobs away, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, let me just go ahead and rephrase it again. So I really don't know. I think they have to get the people to work. I think they gotta make sure non-unions don't take their jobs, correct?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Thank you so much, sir. And now we're 85%, as I mentioned. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Job site, text, SMS, email, union meetings, mail?
No, I've been getting mail.
Mail. Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year? A couple times a year? Once a year or never?
No, about 2 times, something like that.
About a couple of times a year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We are at 90% complete, sir. Thank you for your valuable time. Almost done. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much you can promise to say my own party, but I'm a Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A strong one.
Thank you very much.
Democrat.
And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, sir, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American?
Black American.
African American, thank you.
Yes.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
But you already told me my name when you called me.
Sure, exactly. Just for verification purposes.
You wanted to talk to.
Not just the first name.
That's why we have in this conversation. You say you want to speak to Charles.
Right, I did. At 97%, just for verification purposes by my supervisor and for the recording, can I have just your first name one more time, please, if you don't mind?
Charles.
Thank you so much, Charles. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, we are done.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you.